2CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
What's this nonsense about purple asparagus?
Haven't you seen them?
I think I probably have.
Yeah, maybe. They're in the supermarkets and at the greengrocers now. They're lovely and crisp and very juicy. In fact, they're fabulous to eat raw. I think I prefer them raw than cooked. They're quite thin. They have that purple outer skin, but inside they're green and they're very juicy. When you do cook them, it's best to do so in boiling water or in the microwave just for a minute, because otherwise they sort of turn a bronzy sort of green colour. They lose the purple colour. Oh. But as I said, I actually really prefer them eaten fresh. Fantastic, you know, just like a piece of fruit.
Oh.
And green asparagus, of course, are in the supermarkets at the moment too, because it is spring. I love them too, but I think I might be persuaded by the purple ones now.
Are you going to give us a recipe for them?
Yes, well, I'm going to give you a recipe for asparagus risotto from my new book, which is called The Cook's Garden. I've used the green asparagus in that recipe, but you could try these the purple ones in it as well.
Okay, now you've just mentioned your new book. Please explain.
It's out this week. Yes, it's a beautiful big tome of a book, all about fruits and vegetables that you can grow in your garden at home. And it gives a lot of gardening details, plus recipes. And there's a lot in it about the culture and the history of the various fruits and vegetables. It took me years of work to do, and I am very proud of it, I must say.
Yes, it looks magnificent.
In fact, I think the opening chapter, I remember, is it mentions you in your vegetable garden and the difficulty that you have at various times growing hearts with your vegetables.
Yes.
With your lettuces.
Yes.
I think you were trying to grow the iceberg lettuces, and I must admit they can be difficult to form hearts. But these days, of course, we have all those lovely leafy ones, so you don't need to worry so much.
That's lovely. Okay, The Cook's Garden, Sheridan Rogers.
Yes, and it's published by New Holland, and it's $49.95. So, fantastic Christmas gift, or Father's Day gift, in fact. Oh, no, we've had Father's Day.
I was just thinking, yes. Yeah.
Sorry. We're going into October. I'm thinking we're still at the beginning.
I better remind you, it's school holiday time. You had a busy day yesterday?
Yes, I did. I had a terrific day. I had 11 kids. It was interesting talking to them. I asked how many of them had watched Junior MasterChef the night before. And out of 11, only 3 of them put their hands up. So I was actually interested in that. They didn't seem to be terribly excited by it. But maybe the momentum hasn't started yet. Maybe the competition hasn't sort of got rough and ready.
According to one paper today, it only just won its time slot.
Oh, okay.
Lost half its audience from last year.
Oh, well, there you go. You see that. That was indicated yesterday in my cooking class. That is very interesting.
I do think some of the things they're doing are extreme. I hope you don't teach those. What do you teach?
I just teach them really sensible things, things that they love to eat. For example, yesterday, once again, potato and leek soup they adore, and we did a terrific chicken stir fry with noodles and lots of vegetables through it, fresh corn and capsicum and broccolini. And, of course, I always have to have something chocolate, though, so we did do the triple chocolate brownies, and they loved that.
Okay, now, I tell you what I've decided, because I don't have any school fates to give my Beatles records away at. I've got a few Jack Vigeon records.
Okay. I think young kids love him, don't they?
He's 14.
Mm, another Justin Bieber in the making.
Yes, our Australian answer to him. Mm. So you might give those to some of your next...
The kids are booking. Yep, great. Okay, so I've got cooking classes next week, and the information is on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au, and you'll also find information there about my new book, The Cook's Garden, as well.
Okay.
Thank